Well, so much of the Brexit crisis is being seen through the eyes of Westminster. But how is it being viewed in Ireland, where Brexit may lead to a hard customs border between the Irish Republic and the UK province of Northern Ireland? As the deadline gets closer, a delegation from Ireland is in Australia, with 45 Irish companies keen to broker trade deals. Kevin Sherry is the Executive Director of Enterprise Ireland, and he spoke from Melbourne with the ABC's Senior Business Correspondent, Peter Ryan.
The UK is Ireland's most important export market. So for Irish companies, it's important that they respond to it in a way that ensures that they continue to trade actively with that market.
You are being very optimistic there, but just recently the Central Bank of Ireland really sounded the alarm bells about the potential impact of a hard Brexit.
Yes, and I'm not underplaying the potential difficulties that companies will face in terms of hard Brexit. One thing that we do obviously need is time. So the longer the transition period, that's a critical factor.
The very hot issue of a hard border between the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland is, of course, a major flashpoint. What sort of confusion or chaos would that border cause?
The government, Irish government, have been very clear, and also the British government have been very clear that they don't want to return to a hard border. And that's what was contained within the withdrawal agreement. So for Ireland and for the UK, it's important that we ensure that that doesn't happen, because the two economies are integrated together. Obviously, we have a common travel area between Ireland and the UK, and people working and living north and south of the border, that integration and that degree of communication is critically important.
What are businesses in Ireland telling you in terms of how they might be holding back on investments and not doing deals until this whole Brexit matter is resolved one way or the other?
What we've been doing is working with businesses to help them to respond and invest in what we regard as a no-regrets approach to Brexit, getting into new international markets and broadening the base of Ireland's indigenous Irish companies to other export markets, which will be good for Australia and good for Ireland.
But even with a negotiated deal where EU rules remain between Ireland and Northern Ireland, that's not ideal either. It's known as the backstop, but what's the backstop for Ireland?
The backstop for Ireland is that Ireland continues to move forward. It continues to sustain and maintain the level of business and trade that it does between Ireland and UK. So we need to ensure that we don't do anything to damage that.
The political chaos in Britain is becoming more fever-pitched, as we've seen with this morning's developments. Are you prepared to place a bet on how this is going to end?
I think the crystal ball is a bit hazy. One of the things that we are focused on is the things that we can control. But one thing is for sure is the UK is our nearest neighbour in terms of markets, and we will continue to trade with them, perhaps in some different ways, depending upon what the outcome of Brexit is.
Are there concerns that the return of a hard border with Northern Ireland could rekindle sectarian tensions, given that the violence we saw during the Troubles hasn't really been seen this century?
One of the things is very clear, both from the Irish government and from people in Ireland, is they're not contemplating the return of a hard border, and we're pleased that it has been agreed by all sides that the good Fighter agreement should be honoured. That is, that there won't be a return to a hard border.
So with Brexit in the background, you're here in Australia as part of a delegation to build new trade relationships and deals in a post-Brexit world. But I suppose that whatever you might be wanting to broker here, Brexit would be the first line of conversation you'd be hearing.
Yes, certainly Brexit comes up. But one of the things that also comes up is the benefits for Australian companies to doing business with Irish companies. That's good for Irish companies. It's good for Australian companies. And it delivers economic value add in both countries.
The people of Ireland are known for their sense of humour, but is that wearing a little bit thin at the moment?
No, I think it's always very important to maintain a sense of humour. And at the end of the day, it's a challenge, of course, but it's a challenge that we will address and a challenge that we will deal with. Ireland is well used to being able to cope with adversity and being able to meet those challenges.
That's Kevin Sherry, the Executive Director of Enterprise Ireland, who was speaking to the ABC's Senior Business Correspondent, Peter Ryan.